Earlier this week, Governor Jan Brewer signed three bills restoring the K-12 school budget. But as Christopher Conover reports, now state lawmakers must come to an agreement with the governor over the rest of the budget provisions that she vetoed.
When Governor Jan Brewer told state lawmakers the topics of discussion for the special session on the budget, she explicitly told them she wants a temporary increase in the sales tax passed by the legislature, or at the very least put on the ballot for a special election in November. Senator Al Melvin is vice chair of the Senate's Appropriations Committee, and a week after the special session was called, the Tucson Republican is still not a fan of the governor's tax proposal.
Taxes are like death. Once they happen, they're final. So when people talk about a temporary tax, you can just see 3 years from now, well, we need this money for other things, so why don't we just continue it? The governor estimates that it will generate about $1 billion, but of course that's $1 billion sucked out of the Arizona economy.
While feelings for the governor's proposal are still strong, other political winds are changing a bit at the state capitol, according to Minority Whip Senator Linda Lopez of Tucson.
I would say that there is more interest in having Democrats at the table. I, for one, am willing to work and negotiate, and I think all of my Democratic colleagues are. So hopefully we will continue to have this place at the table.
With Democrats now at the bargaining table, the minority party is hoping to bring back a proposal they tried to float earlier this year. At the time, the Republican majority wouldn't hear of it. But Senator Lopez says now is the point to look at changing the way Arizona levies its sales tax.
What the plan would do would be to tax, or with a transaction privilege tax, all goods and services with the exception of food, medical services, and wholesale transactions. So if you left it at the current rate, the current sales tax rate, PPT rate, and broadened that, you would bring in a lot more money, quite a lot more money. Our plan actually involved broadening the base but reducing the rate.
Senator Lopez admits that if the decision was left up to her, broadening the sales tax base would not be revenue neutral. It would bring more money in. But she knows that's not realistic.
You could look at, doing some sort of combination of that with the sales tax increase that the governor's proposed. And there's lots of options out there. But the important thing is that we do need revenue in this state. We cannot get out of this by cutting alone.
The sentiment that the state cannot get out of its budget troubles by cutting alone is not found only on the Democrats' side of the political aisle. State Representative Vic Williams, who shares his district with Senator Al Melvin, says he agrees that Arizona's tax base needs to be reexamined.
What we've done in the state over several years is that we have shifted the tax burden onto corporate property tax, we've shifted the tax burden onto corporate income tax, and we've shifted the tax burden onto sales tax. We still remain relatively low on single-family residential property tax, and we still remain fairly low, speaking relatively to other states, on personal income tax. And we having such dependency on sales tax is part of the problem. That creates some of the volatility that we have. Usually sales tax is the very first thing that will drop going into a recession.
Representative Williams also says the other part of the budget picture that needs to be looked at is citizen referendums. He says financial mandates by the voters are tying the budgetary hands of state lawmakers. And the Tucson Republican says if the voters are asked to vote on the governor's proposed increase in the sales tax, it does need to be temporary. During the closing days of the regular legislative session, Republican leaders could not muster enough votes to get the governor's proposal on the ballot. Senator Melvin says, based on conversations he's having, that may be changing.
We will eventually get the votes in the Senate and the House to refer it to the ballot.
Rank-and-file members of the legislature are due at the Capitol Monday for what most expect to be a briefing on how the crafting of the new budget is going. Capitol observers say at this point, a budget could be available for an actual floor vote closer to the end of the month, at the earliest. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.